Are you lost and do not know it? I'm talking about spiritually lost. Don't turn the knob. Don't turn the dial. Listen in. Maybe, just maybe, God has something to say to your heart.
Coming to you from the radio studios of Souls Harbor Covenant Church in Miami, Florida, USA, this is Walking in Power, a dynamic life application Bible study with Bern Zumpano, anointed author and teacher of authentic Christian doctrine. Bern Zumpano's spirit-filled teachings on practical Christianity have touched and transformed the lives of many people who have opened their hearts to God's Holy Spirit as a result of Bern's instructional teaching. Bern shows us how Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and how He can change your life and circumstances. We invite you now to listen in with family and friends as Bern discusses Christian issues and answers that will teach you to walk in the power and the knowledge of God through the Holy Spirit. And now, here's Bern.
Thank you, Glenn. Before we get started, let's pray. Father, on behalf of all of the people of Souls Harbor Church and all Christians worldwide, I come together in agreement, firstly speaking our voice of thanks, praise, glory, honor, exaltation, and majesty to your holy name, to all of the men of the earth and to the ends of the world. Anoint the people worldwide with eyes to see and ears to hear. We agree that all demonic scales are broken off of their spiritual eyes and ears, and that they will see and hear with the eyes and ears of your Holy Spirit. By the Spirit of power and might of your Holy Spirit, we call a clear, wide, open, unobstructed path cut to the heart, mind, soul, and spirit of every person listening, and to every man upon this earth, and agree that you will shine your light and truth upon them and into them. We agree for and call in, by faith, the greatest spiritual end-time harvest that the world has ever seen. Also in agreement, we bind Satan, the prince of the power of the air, the princes of the north, south, east, and west, all principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, wicked spirits in high places, all territorial spirits everywhere, all ruler spirits over all communities and peoples worldwide, all spirits above, around, and below them, all spirits of antichrist, lies, deception, religion, witchcraft, python, unbelief, doubt, divination, all spirits of harm or immorality of any kind, all spirits of opposition, hindrance, interference, and obstruction, destruction, murder, theft, the Jezebel spirit, the Ahab spirit, the Absalom spirit, all spirits of slander, scandal, rumor, libel, defamation, maligning, derision, opinionated spirits, rumor and gossip, accusations, and false accusations, along with all of their physical and psychic attacks, assignments, and operations. We loose all the peoples everywhere from such activities, assignments, and attacks and operations, and call their strongholds down and destroyed, canceled, made null and void, cursed and destroyed at their roots, never more manifested or come to pass, rendered of no effect, judged, spoiled, and never seated, and decree any and all retaliation, revenge, or getting even permanently, immediately, completely, and continually forbidden, all in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. And in the authority of His name, Father, this is our faith confession, and we believe that we receive, and the saints said in agreement, Amen. Well, greetings to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, and friends of our radio listening audience worldwide. Welcome to our radio broadcast, where we've been talking about being lost and being saved. For the past several sessions, we have discussed what the Bible says about sin and how sin affects our lives, and the fact that all men are born into existence separated from God because of the original fall into sin by Adam and Eve, our first parents. The Scripture says, therefore, that man left to himself will not seek God. But the requirement to get into heaven, Matthew 5:48, is be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. None of us are perfect, and by the law of cause and effect, no effect can be greater than its cause. If we are imperfect, anything that we cause could never be perfect, because that would be greater than the cause. Perfection cannot come from imperfection. So man has a problem. He must satisfy God's law, be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect, and man cannot do that in any way, manner, or form under his own power or effort. Therefore, God has to solve the problem for man, And he does that by sending his Son, one with the Father and the Holy Spirit, the Lord Jesus Christ, Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach, who took upon himself, the scripture says, the likeness of man, and who paid the price for all sin by his own blood sacrifice on the cross, which was the altar of sacrifice of the New Testament. In Jesus' blood was perfect life, because the scripture says the life is in the blood. And if there is perfect life, then there is perfect atonement for our sins, because Jesus took all of our sins upon himself. The scripture says, as a matter of divine revelation, that his blood washes away all sin for all who will receive him as personal Lord and Savior, thus fulfilling the requirement, be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. There is power in the blood of Jesus. There is life in the blood of Christ Jesus, because he alone is perfect God and perfect man. Mohammed cannot say that, and Mohammed cannot claim that. Buddha cannot say that, and Buddha cannot claim that. Lao Tzu and Confucius and Ramakrishna, or the Pope, or anyone else, cannot claim that. I cannot claim that. They were mere men, and if you go and you dig up their graves or open their tombs, their unresurrected bones are still lying there in their tombs. But if you go to the tomb of Jesus, Messiah, you will see that his bones are not there. For when Mary and Martha went to the tomb on resurrection morning, and the tomb was empty, they saw an angel standing there, and the angel said to them, "Why do you seek the living among the dead?" In other words, the angel himself, who cannot tell a lie, who cannot confabulate, who cannot make things up, said and confessed with his own mouth, "He is arisen, he is not here." That is the power of God. That is the power of the kingdom. 1 Corinthians 4:20 says, "For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power." You see, folks, it's not about a dead church where you hear nice repeated things year after year, canned sermons, things which have been told over and over and over again, on schedule, at the same time each year, impotent and powerless, if not boring. And let me tell you something, if it doesn't move you, it doesn't move God either. No, Jesus is a living person, and you can have a personal relationship with him, and you can receive the power of the kingdom from him by humbling yourself and reaching out to him. You see, you'll never get an experience of Jesus Christ until you reach out to him first, and then it will be self-proving. You can't do it with Muhammad. You can't do it with Moses. You can't do it with Ramakrishna. You can't do it with Buddha or any of the others. You can't do it with me. Won't work. It'll only work if you do it with Jesus. And so if you reach out, you will get an experience of him, and you will see that the Bible is self-proving. The Bible alone, the Holy Bible alone, the written Word of God alone is the Holy Word of God. All others are counterfeits. And so if you understand that and you walk in the Word of God, you will see that it works. But if you walk in any other writings, you will see that they don't work, you see? So God has made a way, and in making the way, he makes everything self-proving. That's how we know that what we are preaching are correct, because everybody who humbles themselves, reaches out, and walks in the Word of God, discovers the truth of it, and acknowledges the truth of it. So it becomes self-proving. And the very fact that it is self-proving is what causes the changed lives of so many born-again Christians who have received Jesus. That's the evidence that Jesus, by the Holy Spirit, is still present and alive on the earth. The evidence of millions upon millions of changed lives. And guess what? Yours can be one of them. Now, Jesus gives you a promise to take you out of darkness and from your unsaved condition in which you are lost in the things of the world and in the things of sin. And he can clean you up and give you a bright future. Now, listen to me, my friend. Jesus takes people with bad pasts and gives them great futures. No other religious figurehead can do that, past or present. None. Only Jesus continues to live. All the others are dead, so what does it matter? What in the world do you want to follow a dead man for? But watch this. Jesus would not lay claim to who he is if he could not come through for you or me. In John 14:18 onward, we read, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world sees me no more, but you see me, because I live, you shall live also. At that day you shall know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. He that has my commandments and keeps them, he it is that loves me. And he that loves me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. And then it continues in John 14:23. Jesus answered and said unto them, if a man loves me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. In other words, Jesus says, my Father and I will come to them, and we will live in their presence, is what he is saying. Now listen, folks, that in order to happen has to be self-proving. Now Moses could not make that claim. Muhammad could not make that claim. Lao Tzu or Confucius or Ramakrishna or some pope could never make those claims. They could never come through for you and manifest themselves to you. But Jesus claims that he can. And in the power of the Christ is healing and deliverance as well as salvation, because that word salvation in the Greek of the New Testament not only means being saved from your sins, it also means healing and it also means deliverance. So the last words that came out of Jesus' mouth on the cross was, it is finished. That is, the work of salvation is finished. It is complete. That includes your healing and your deliverance from whatever it is that oppresses you or afflicts you. So what is there left for you to do? To take possession of it by faith through your faith confession. You confess it. You bring it down from the realm of the spirit to the physical realm by confessing it with your mouth by faith. I believe I am healed in Christ Jesus' name. I believe I am delivered in Christ Jesus' name. And you confess that with your mouth aloud, and you talk that over and over again until it becomes a part of you, and you begin to feel that in your spirit, and you begin to believe that in your spirit, and guess what will happen? It will actualize. It will manifest, and it will be real to you, and you will be set free from whatever it is that has oppressed you for so many years. And if you understand that, then you will know by personal experience that that is the power of the kingdom that Jesus is talking about. The kingdom comes in power, not in words. It is the power to transform your life. It is the power to transform your ability to love. It is the power to transform your future. It is the power to heal your wounds, whether they are physical or whether they are emotional. It is the power of the Holy Spirit to make all things new. It is the power to deliver you from your circumstances. It is the power to deliver you from your enemies. And it does not take a lot of faith to do it, to receive it. to achieve it. It does not take great faith in God. No, it takes faith in a great God. God the Father, one with Jesus and the Holy Spirit. And if you have, the scripture says, as much as a mustard seed of faith, God will work with that. Now listen to me, my friend. Maybe you're a new Christian, and maybe you're a baby Christian. Maybe you're thinking of becoming a Christian. If you have not, you really should. Because that alone is where it is at, because that alone is self-proving. If you would simply open your heart and give it a chance. See, most people won't give it a chance because their problem is unbelief, okay? But they'll give dead stuff a chance, like dead religion a chance that doesn't move anybody, can't even move the dust on the table, but they'll follow it. But when it comes to the living Savior of the world, the living Christ, they scratch their head and they say, I don't know, I'm not sure. Well, why don't you find out? Doesn't hurt to find out. Doesn't hurt at all to find out. And you find out by reaching out. And if you will reach out, you will see that it is real. Now listen to me. Listen, folks. Jesus doesn't give you or me the option to decide whether he is just a man, or just a prophet, or just a good person, or just a teacher, or whether he is truly Savior. God doesn't give us that option. Jesus doesn't give us that option. Although some of our Muslim friends or Hindu friends and others, Buddhist friends, would like us to believe that Jesus was just a good person or a teacher or a prophet. No, no. Jesus does not extend that privilege to anyone, not even to you or me. No, based on his claims of what he says about himself in the scripture, and based on the things which he performed that were witnessed and testified to in the Gospel of Matthew around 58 AD, when some of those who had seen it with their own eyes were still around to testify that it was true and they had seen it, including his resurrection, at that time that first gospel was being written down. And then there was the Jewish historian Josephus, who wrote in his book, The Jewish Wars, that he had seen Jesus perform many marvelous things which man cannot describe. Those were his words. And there is no evidence that Josephus ever became a believer. Yet he, as a historian, confirmed and wrote down that he saw these things with his own eyes. You see, based on all of these evidences, Jesus doesn't give you or me the option or the right to believe that we are in the presence of just a good man or a good teacher. No, based on his claims about himself, you can only conclude that either he was a lunatic or he really was who he said he was. And that is the only decision that you or I could ever make regarding him. Why? Because his claims about himself, what is written about him alone, and what is documented in scripture and in other writings regarding the miracles he performed, put us in a position where we can only make some decision that either Jesus is who he says he was, the Son of God, one with the Father and the Holy Spirit, manifested in human form, or he was an outrageous lunatic. And there is no one who will believe the latter, because, and you say, well, why, Bern? The reason is because if you read the Gospels, if you read the New Testament, you will see that the words that came out of Jesus' mouth were too perfect to be those of a man. That, above all, is what is so greatly self-proving of who Jesus was, that he had the character of the Father, that he had the character of God. He never spoke a falsity. In the entire New Testament, anywhere where Jesus spoke, his words were righteous,
perfect and just. And there is no man in history who could have written like that or spoke those things in such a manner. And if one checked his words against the Holy Writ, that is, the Holy Scripture, one would come to see perfectly that his words lined up 100% with the words of the Father. That is why the Bible is a supernatural book, my friend, and not a natural book. That is why Jesus can make the promise that he will manifest himself to you. And you, if you reach out to him, will enter into a covenant relationship with him. Do you know what a covenant is? In a covenant, God says to man, all that I am and have is yours. And you enter into covenant with God and you say, all that I am and have is yours. And you walk together until the Lord brings you home to glory and new freedom and new power in Christ. That transforming power comes upon your life the moment you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. He said he would manifest himself to you, and he will, and it will be self-evident to you, and most people will even know it also. They'll start coming up to you and saying, what's happened to you? You're different. And how will they know that? Because the first evidence of Jesus' presence in you is change of attitude. The first thing he does is change your attitude about the things of God, about the things of him, about the things of faith and worship. And you can have that gift for free because you are saved by God's grace, that is his favor, through faith, which is trusting on him. And you don't have to have a lot of faith. As I said before, mustard seed faith will do. Mustard seed's a very small seed, grows into one of the biggest trees in existence. You see, Jesus will meet you at your own level of faith. He will meet you right where you are right now in your sinful condition or my sinful condition and clean us up and take us by the hand and walk us through life until we are safely home in glory with him. Are you ready? Today is as good a day as any. This is the day of salvation, the scripture says. Reach out to Jesus right now, won't you? Tomorrow may be too late. Make a conscious decision right now to invite Jesus Christ into your heart. I promise you, my friend, he will manifest himself to you and show you the truth of his word, the Holy Bible. Pray this prayer aloud with me right now, will you? Being willing to repent or turn from your sins. He will clean you up. Come just as you are. And do it right now. Pray this prayer aloud with me, won't you?
Say, Lord Jesus Christ, I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. I repent of my sins, all of them. I turn from them by my own free will. I renounce them. I ask your forgiveness. I invite you into my heart now to be Lord and Savior. That is, to lead me through life and save me. I confess you before men as the resurrected Christ. Come into me now, Lord Jesus Christ. I receive you by trusting faith and faith alone. Amen.
Now, if you prayed that prayer, get yourself into a Bible-believing, Spirit-filled, non-denominational church. Get water baptized by immersion and Holy Spirit baptized. And after that, get into Christian community and into the Word of God and fellowship where people can teach you the Word. I promise you, my friend, you will never again be the same because God is a God of new beginnings. And there is a new beginning waiting for you. God bless you. Talk to you next week.
This program was brought to you by the volunteers of the International Radio Ministry of Souls Harbor Covenant Church, Miami, Florida, USA. We desire that this broadcast become a spiritual nourishment and blessing to you. There's a lot of Christian entertainment and testimony activity on TV and radio worldwide, but there's a greater need for instruction in the Word and the ways of God. Our desire is to help fill that need. If this program has been a blessing to you and others, you may wish to become a contributor to this ministry as you feel led by the Holy Spirit. Your contribution in the form of an international money order or a personal check stateside would be greatly appreciated to carry on God's work and to keep us on the air. If you can't afford to support us financially, please be our covenant partner through your prayer support. Pray that our mission will be carried out according to God's will as we carry out His command that our voice go into all the earth and our words to the end of the world. We pray that this program is a blessing to you and that you'll tell others about us. Burns classic and timeless Bible teachings given over many years past are highly anointed and are now available on cassette tapes along with his books and other ministry materials that teach the believer to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. We want to hear from you. Write us or send us a postcard with a clear return address requesting our catalog or making your comments. Our address is Walking in Power, P.O. Box 161322, Miami, Florida, USA 33176. Or for telephone orders using your credit card, call toll-free 1-888-273-WORD. That's 1-888-273-9673. Until next week, we remind you that the Bible tells us that there is no salvation apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, and that there is no other name under heaven by which we can be saved from our sins. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and as a living person, willing and able to get involved in your life, shouldn't you? Invite Him into your heart today to be Lord and Savior, and receive Him by a trusting faith alone. If you want to know more about the necessity of being saved, write us. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We hope you'll tune in next week at this same time as we bring you more of the Holy Spirit's timely Bible teachings through Bern Zumpano. Until then, God bless you and keep you in His love. Walking in Power is a production of United Ministries International.